Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Second down. Here's Evans back to throw on second down. They chase him out of the pocket.
It's a screen.
And he sets a screen up, and it's knocked down at the 38-yard line.
And a fumble.
Tackle. Do the Packers have the ball? Apparently they do.
And they're going
to
give it to the
Packers. Butler goes to the touchdown. Is that a touchdown or not? It is a touchdown for Leroy Butler. Holy cow, and the fumble recovery. And the Packers go up 20 to nothing.
Oh, what a play. I didn't even see it, Jim, but this may definitely bring back instant replay because I don't think one official on the field knew what happened.
I didn't either.
That highlight brought some smiles to the faces of some Packers fans here at the Brat Stop. Our inaugural Brat Bowl is brought to you by Kenosha Subaru and the Subaru Share the Love event going on now through January 2nd. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Home opponents include Michigan State, Michigan, and Purdue. Season and single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team on sale now at nusports.com.
That voice was that of Jim Irwin, who I think did the Packers games when Johnny Blood McNally was running around in a Green Bay uniform.
That's
the beginning of time.
Yeah, him and Max McGee, they were some of the best. I really enjoyed those guys. And I'm so glad we cut that off. Towards the end, he said that he thought Reggie was out of bounds. So I love your producing to cut that part off.
Yeah,
so shout out to your producers out there.
I got you, Leroy.
There
you go. We don't need that.
Tanny's the best in the world. So Leroy Butler is here. Bears-Packers week and a little bit of cross-promotion. First question, what's it like working for Mitch Rosen?
Mitch is the man.
Mitch is the man?
And I'm not just saying that because he's listening and he paid me to be here. I'm just saying it because he's had this vision that I don't think people know. This is what he said to himself. Self, if I can get the Bears to win three straight and have a chance at the playoffs, and the Packers be number one in the North, and they're on a collision course, and one team is a must win, the other team has to win because they want to try to get the one or two seed, I'm coming out to the Brat Stop, do Brat Bowl. And look what happened.
Brat Bowl, this is a great vision.
That's
right?
Look at God.
This is one of the best promotions I've ever been a part of.
Nobel Peace Prize worthy.
And see,
for this to be like this, because again, if you're a Bears fan, I got to tell you a quick story real quick.
Please.
Real quick. My uncle is the biggest Bears fan in the world. My uncle. We're sitting there. I'm about to get drafted. He stands up with his Walter Payton jersey. I want you to go to any place but the Packers. Because at the time, I was a Cowboy fan. Because it was propaganda back then. You only get Cowboy games. So everybody, they forced them to be America's team. Because that's all we only had one channel. And I'm sitting there, right? And the Bears come up. They don't draft me. Okay, fine. He's fine. Then all of a sudden, the phone rings. It was Lee Rimmel. But he didn't know. He had no idea. So I told my mom. I said, I'm on the phone with the Packers. She said, uh-oh, my brother's going to be hot. So she told him, well, he just got drafted. This is before you see the little crawl at the bottom. And Chris Berman said my name. And when he heard it was the Packers, he gets up and he just sprints out of the door and he's upset. He is upset. So my mom just locked the door. And it was just like one of these things where he's beating on the door like Fred Flintstone trying to get back in. Nope, it's over.
Damn.
So my whole career... For him, he texts me today. We must win this week to get into the playoffs. So I'm sorry, nephew. So this rivalry, now the oldest rivalry in the NFL, but it's red in my family.
And the Bears, if I remember, didn't the Bears draft a safety in 90 as well?
Didn't they draft
Mark Carrier?
Yeah, that's my guy.
He was from USC.
Yes, he was ready to hire me from USC. Yep, yeah, sure did. Yep.
Well,
your uncle
must have been devastated. They go after
your
position.
He was not happy. Boy, you got a good memory.
I'm old. That,
I'm telling you. No, good memory don't mean you old. That means you wise.
Yes.
Wise.
That's what it is.
The millennials don't know that word, wise. They're like, what is that? They got to Google it.
Hold on. I'm going to look that one up. Wise. Wise. I got you. Okay. Well, so, I mean, it worked out all right for you, being on that side of Bears-Packers rivalry.
Yes, because, I mean, again, when you came into... When I came into the league in 1990, you got to understand what was going on. If you're in Kenosha, Racine, okay, the Broad Stop is the line between the Hatfield and the McCoys, Bears and Packers. When the Bears won in 1986 the Super Bowl, with that team, you're thinking to yourself, if I live in Kenosha, I'm going to be a Bears fan. They're going to win 5 Super Bowls. So everybody went that way. Then the mid-90s come around, me and Brett and Reggie, we won the Super Bowl. Those people try to come back. We put up a sign and say, nope, stay down there with the Bears. 37,000 quarterbacks later, we just had Brett Favre. They just kind of changed. But that's just, you just don't know. That's why this place is amazing to have the first Broad Bowl here, because it's a lot of fans that, you know, Bears and Packers. And I do a lot of speaking engagements called Butler versus Bullying. And I tell kids in Wisconsin, everybody is not a Packer fan. You can't bully another kid because he's not a Packer fan or a Bears fan if you're in Chicago. Now, adults, we do it to have fun. We have fun with it. Because I met Jay the other day. I mean, Jay earlier. Him
Hilgenberg.
Him too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the name I messed up in the real name. So we get Otis Wilson, I saw him, Moorhead. We get along great off the field. Brett Favre, and one of the best linebackers of all time, you know, Urlacher, they just sit there and talk. But that didn't go with Nitschke and Butkus.
Yeah.
No, they try to rip each other's heads off. But this is unbelievable, this kind of rivalry. We appreciate you guys being here. But at the same time, if you look at the game, it's one quote that I know Mitch Trubisky has to say. When Tremont Williams said after the game, we wanted Mitch to play quarterback, that's insulting.
Yeah.
And
we do too.
I mean, really, you think about it, that's been playing everywhere on a loop. And if you hear that, you just say, okay, there was the motivating factor. Because players don't say bulletin board material, we say motivating factor. Which I make it a little bit more intelligent.
you mentioned those 37,000 Bears quarterbacks. Well, you guys just had Brett.
It may have been 40,000. I don't know.
Was there ever a Bear quarterback that you faced that you like truly respected? I know you always had to say you respected him, but did you ever respect
Bear Kramer?
One.
You respected Kramer.
Kramer.
Yeah.
Smart. Harbaugh, I enjoy sacking him because he had this look on his face like he knew everything.
Yep.
He just had that look. I want this guy, man. Yeah. Coach, blitz me. A-gap, now. You know, Craig, Hayward, Ironhead.
Yep.
I know y'all don't like our quarterback, but and bless his soul, but we can't let you get our quarterback. But he was one. Yeah, Mike Tomczak was my friend.
Right.
So that's like playing your cousin. That was my friend, but because he also played with the Packers. But Jim McMahon, he comes over, the punky QB or whatever.
That's it.
We go to the White House. We just won a championship. He was a great golfer, helped me with my swing.
Nice.
And I said, you know what? You and Steve McMichaels in this locker room, there's something wrong about this. Because ever since they came in, we had this odor in our locker room. I could never get it out. It's just like, because I know y'all had Edgar Bennett and Dick Geron, but it was just something about Steve McMichael. He was one of the funniest guys. And people used to ask, why do guys go to teams in the division? Because you play those guys the most.
Sure.
And the scouts know all about them. So it's just a fun rivalry. And I just remember Brian Noble sat me down as a rookie because I didn't know what was going on. He said, how's it when you play the Miami Hurricanes at Florida State? I said, hey, we didn't like each other. He said, how was it when you played the University of Florida? I said, we didn't like each other. He said, now put that on steroids. That's what it means to play the Bears. You don't even look at the records because they're trying to take your head off. I need you to play your perfect game. I said, well, what about Minnesota? No, Minnesota, not Detroit, and certainly not Tampa Bay. So when Lovie Smith said what he said, I said, finally, somebody told the truth. I got to beat Green Bay. I respected him for saying that.
Brian Noble, number 91, was a great football player. Yes. Chuck Cecil, who was a safety when you came in the league for a while. Yeah. But Reggie White was a different animal. I've been watching Leroy all these 100 shows about the NFL's history, how they keep him out of the top five in terms of all-time players. I don't understand it. Defensive guys never get recognized as much as quarterbacks and the glamour positions, but you got LT and Reggie White who absolutely, my book, are absolutely top five guys.
Reggie White was the kind of guy that you wouldn't curse around if he come, there's Reggie. Like your parents. Right. You know, like your parents. Like if you're drinking a beer, you try to hide it, or you give it to a rookie, you drink this, not me. He walked by, man, give me my beer. He was platinum. The guy was just platinum. And when he said that God told him to come to the Packers, ever since then I've been looking up saying, thank you, God. Because we knew nothing about leadership. We knew nothing about that. I remember Super Bowl 31. He came to the sideline. And he said, you know what? It's enough of this. Went out and got like two sacks back-to-back, changed the complexion of the game. And the guy was just amazing to play with. So playing with him was just amazing.
Yeah, but no one ever double-teamed guys in that era, right?
No, it was like him and Max Lane one-on-one. No, because guys want to send out five eligibles. They wouldn't chip or nope, we're not helping you. We want the tight end to go out in the route. Now, they got all this exotic stuff that can give guys help. But no, not at all. You are on your own. So Reggie White grew up in, you know, he was just beating guys.
Yeah, I mean, he was an absolute monster. The leadership, like, everyone talks about it. People know, very religious guy, very straight edge. But, like, how did he lead? Was he lead by example? If you were stepping out of school?
That's a good question.
How did he do it?
Because Brett Favre didn't want to be the rah-rah guy. Brett just wants to play. Reggie was the speech guy. He'd get us together. He say something, and everything he said was the gospel. And it was paramount for you to play your very best. It would agitate him as he walked through the locker room and saw the younger guys playing Atari.
Damn, you're old.
A Sega Genesis. Why y'all playing that? You can go study. I'm like, Reggie, take it easy. I mean, they want to play a little, you know, a little Pac-Man. What's wrong with that? People listening to this, what did Leroy just say? Atari?
I'm looking that up, too. I'm looking Wise up. I'm looking Atari up. This is all fascinating.
He wanted you to study and be smart. And I remember we got Ron Cox in the Super Bowl because George Koontz hurt his knee.
Yep.
Come in there and was help us win a Super Bowl. But you know what? That was funny that this is breaking news. It's people that we look on these teams and we say, now that guy's platinum, whether you want him on your team or not. And that guy was Matt Forte. The Packers love that guy.
Really?
He protects. He catches passes. He runs. Off the field is great. Just everything about him. You know, it just certain people that play up there, you'd say, that guy is truly amazing. It don't matter what era. It's just like, it's like 10 or 12 guys like that. And he was one of those guys, you know. But for the most part, I think guys respected each other because they knew it was these rivalries just played twice. And the first time, like this year when they played, it was 10-3. Guys respect each other. It was about 52 Khalil Mack. They had five sacks, but he didn't get one. So you think about stuff like that, and you just start listing what Bears do you like and you respect. And Forte and Khalil Mack, those kind of guys, you circle. Because if I neutralize him, I have a good chance of winning.
So if Reggie White was the clean-cut minister of defense preacher, give us your best Brett Favre was not. That kind of guy, the wild man Brett Favre story.
Brett Favre was dangerous. He don't play jokes on you. He's dangerous. this is an alleged story. That means it happened. It may not. You just don't know.
Sure, we can't confirm anything.
It's just out there. Confirm or deny. This guy went to a place in the mall and got this fart spray. Allegedly.
Yeah.
He goes to Mike Holmgren's office and put a whoopee cushion underneath his chair. And Mike will have guys, the media, in his office. So Mike sits down and makes this noise. You know, the old pull my finger noise. You know.
Yeah. We're familiar.
Yeah. We got a dump button, right?
Yeah,
so we're good. We're good. We got platinum producers, you know. So he sprays this spray, and it has a delayed smell. So when you spray it, you got about 10 seconds to get away like a grenade. And all of a sudden, Holmgren is talking, and he's turning purple and green looking. Now, people are still asking him questions, but they don't know who did it. You know, if you smelled it, you dealt it.
Right. Yeah, of course.
And I look over at Brett. I said, man, you crazy. Who does this to the head coach? He do jazz hands. He puts his hands up. Hey, what me? But the fart sprays in your locker. Oh. Tell the intern, go get that. He was just, the guy was dangerous. He was just in a way that his players loved him. Because he made everybody feel included. I mean, who does that to the head coach? Anybody else would get cut.
Man.
But it was funny.
That's awesome. Leroy, I'm sorry, but we got to go. We got Eddie Jackson coming up.
I'd rather have Eddie Jackson, too.
No, you have been killing it. I'd rather have you.
Tell Eddie Jackson to drop anything that comes his way, because he stopped Aaron Rodgers' streak last year. So tell him if he sees it, do like Fuller did and drop it.
Damn, that Fuller interception.
We'll pass that along to him.
No, tell him. I love Fuller now. That's my guy. So don't play that.
Okay,
producer, we will. Strike that from the record, and I yield back.
That's Leroy Butler, 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee.
I yield the rest of my time. I got to get out of here.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.